spot. You've had the opportunity. Hang on here.
Hi, Willie. Willie, my name is Paul. Pleasure speaking with you. How's your day going so far?
Day's going well, thankfully.
Good. Well, I'm doing well. I appreciate you asking. Now, I do have your file here in front of me. I'm a regional specialist. Of course, Tara wanted me to get on the line here to find the best fit, the best package for the needs of your business, to the details of how it would work, answer any questions you have. And, of course, she also does want me to apply a reduced rate here, make it even more affordable for you, being that it's a fairly young company. Now, you do use Google yourself, right? You're familiar with the local map, or at least a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it is where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't really know who to call. And for you especially, being that it's still a fairly young company, that's important. That's powerful. People won't need to already know the name of your business, but they will go on Google. They'll go on Bing. They're looking for a carpenter, some framing work, a deck contractor, whatever they might type in. I mean, as long as it's a service that you provide, we'll make sure your business is one of those options, that people see a website, that people know you do what they're looking for and have the reasons to pick up the phone to call you. 9 out of 10 buying decisions go to the businesses that are listed on that first page of a search on Google and Bing. Now, Tara says you don't have a website, at least not yet. I mean, is that something that you're actively working on, trying to build one yourself?
No, I started off as a small thing, and then it kind of just grew from there.
Oh, okay.
So a lot of things kind of went by the sidelines because of how busy I was.
Yeah, not every business owner has a website, and that's okay. We actually do build websites in-house for our clients that don't have one. I just wanted to know if there already was one in the process. It's probably good that it's not. I mean, we are a one-stop shop. You know, we're a comprehensive digital marketing firm, and the package that we would provide for 20, 30 miles, you know, we don't draw a circle around you. We can target specific cities, zip codes, neighborhoods where you want to be found. You know, we can really, you know, focus on a high-end client. Are you doing any commercial work at all or strictly residential?
No, I do commercial work, too.
You do commercial work, too. Okay. So, like I said, we can focus on specific zip codes, specific neighborhoods throughout your service area. Of course, we would want to build a website for you, especially for your services. Most consumers want to look at a website. They want to see before and after photos. They want to know that you do the type and quality of work that they're looking for. But, of course, when we do that website, when we give them the reasons to call you directly, it does mean you've got a steady stream of people calling you, residential and commercial clients. They call you directly, so it's not a lead-based service. And the calls that you get will be from someone who saw that website first and then decided to call you specifically and directly. So it's a very high conversion rate with the calls that you get. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate. You actually qualify for reduced pricing, like I said, being that it's a younger company. In this particular case, you would see a savings of a little bit over 50% off the normal cost of the service. Normally, the platinum package, which would be perfect for your company and for your services and service area, normally that platinum package, and it's listed on our website, at $599 a month, I would reduce that down to $299. And the $299 would be the exact amount, and it would be a fixed rate, so it wouldn't go up on you. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. It's just designed to make it more affordable for you. And it is month to month, but we know our clients do keep the service because it works, and of course we want to make it affordable for a younger company like yours. Now, it's not just for Google. Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, there'd be Facebook paid ads, so there's a social media component to this as well. And it's all designed to make sure that when people are in your service area, meeting someone who does what you do, that they do see your business as one of the options, you know. And, of course, that means you'll get more phone calls. You won't be the only company that people see, and not everyone will call you, but I actually think it's okay. I think it's a good thing, really. You're not getting a bunch of random phone calls. You're not getting people that are looking for estimates. Like I said, by the time they decide to call you, usually it's because they're hoping you're available and hoping your price is fair. They want to hire you for your services. And again, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, 15 jobs a month, 50 jobs a month, big jobs, small jobs, residential or commercial, it would just be that flat rate, that $299. Do you have any questions for me at this point?
And that is the package that maintains the website and the Google page?
Correct. Yeah, and I think that's going to be perfect for you with that 20 to 30 mile radius. If there's anywhere outside that 30 miles that you know you want to go, tell us that too. And if there's anywhere even inside that 20 mile radius that you know you don't want to go, tell us that. You know, we only run your ads where you want those ads to run. If there are places you know you don't want to field phone calls from or go out there, just let us know that too. So the Platinum package does have the Google listing and, of course, mirroring the content on Bing with the website included. It means we're going to build that website, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. And, of course, that means we can use any photos that you have right now. And as we send you more jobs, you can take more photos or videos even, and we would add those to your website. You can also make changes to your website yourself. There would be, of course, a client dashboard. You can track the success of the account. You can, you know, print out invoices for tax purposes. Of course, advertising is a tax write-off, and a lot of businesses are increasing their advertising at this time of the year because it is a tax write-off. Now, whether you're the one making changes to the website or if we do it, there's never any additional cost for that. Okay. And you do have photos of some of the work that you've done, right? Like before and after photos, that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, so we want to, you know, customize your website, talk about your company, your services, your service area, put those before and after photos on there if you've got any mission statement or anything like that. Now, when we get your phone ringing, is this the number you would want your customers to call? Is this going to be the business number?
This number that I have right now, yeah.
603-550-4444. Yeah, 603-550-4444. And is it a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on this number?
Yes, I can.
You can. Perfect. Now, most of the time, you'll simply get calls directly to you. Everything has the click-to-call feature. We will be promoting your existing phone numbers, and customers will be calling that number. Now, the website that we build will also have a contact form, so people can tell you where they live or where their business is located, what they want to have done, when they would hope that you would come out, etc. When they fill out that form, you get a text message as well as an email, so you always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And then, of course, whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they type into that form does repopulate right on your tracking and reporting system. So you know how much work you're getting, you know where it's coming from, you even know who to follow up with. Now, of course, we are not Google. I mean, if anyone ever does call you and tell you that they are Google, they're not telling the truth. Google does make these types of phone calls to businesses, but you have to have at least 100 locations or more. Anything less than that falls under the responsibility of the Google Partnership Program. We are, of course, a Google partner. Now, the name of the company is Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. And I just sent you a link to the pricing page of the website, which is localsplash.com/SEO-packages. If you can, please do put me on speakerphone. Open that up. I'd like to walk you through a couple of things there. At the top of it, it says, take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
Hold on. the page opening right now.
Okay, perfect. So you are going to be able to track your success, like I said, 24/7 access. You'll also be able to monitor your reviews right from your tracking system or from your client dashboard. And you will have reviews on multiple platforms. Again, it's not just Google and Bing. All the different destinations and directories known to the public or unknown, whether it's Yelp or Facebook or any of the other destinations that Google wants to see, we do create that content. And like a website, it talks about your company, your services, your service area, kind of reassures Google that if someone were to call you, you would be able to provide those services. And all of that content, what's called off-page optimization, or commonly publicly known as search engine optimization, that's what's going to have your business with the website attached on that first page when someone does that search. Of course, everything will also reference and link back to the website that we build. Now, most of those platforms and directories that we create will allow someone to write a review. Wherever those reviews originate, they do repopulate right on your tracking system. So from one place, you can request reviews or respond to reviews. Now, we've been in business, like I said, since 2004. We'll celebrate our 20th anniversary in December, and I think that's a long time for any company, and especially for a young industry like search engine optimization and putting businesses on the Internet. I think almost 20 years is a very long time. 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. I've actually been with the company myself for over 11 years. Now, you'll see there's a blue-tinted photo, and it says our process kind of outlines a few of the things that we do, especially in the beginning. Underneath that, it says Google Ads Partner. There's a box that says Google Partner, that red, yellow, green, and blue Google G inside it. Now, you can click anywhere inside that box, Willie. It is not like copy and paste it off the Internet. That's actually our badge of authenticity, and it is provided to us by Google. And if you click on it, it goes to google.com/partner. So right on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is a Google partner, and of course, that makes all the difference in the world. Google regularly does make changes to their Mapper Pack algorithm, usually small changes, but even if they're big changes, they let us know ahead of time, so you always have the right content to stay ahead of your competitors. Stay on that first page with visibility on that website. That's an important thing. Now, if you go back to the link that I sent out to you right below where we were, where the Google Partner badge is, it says SEO packages. We'd actually be talking about the Platinum package here. It's listed on our website at $5.99 a month with a $299 setup fee. Like I said, I would be able to reduce the cost of the package itself from $5.99 down to $2.99. It does come with the Facebook or Meta ads, and it does list the landing page on that particular package, but I did already upgrade that. I pushed through with the optimized website, or the My Site, as we call it internally. Those are the ones that are on the right side, two right side packages. But I think instead of a one page landing page, you know, I think a custom website, multiple pages, multiple tabs, that would get you more phone calls. That's the whole point, keeping you a satisfied client long term. Keeping our clients on board for the long term is how we've kept our doors open for almost 20 years. We provide a quality service at a fair price, and it works, and people keep it. Now, you can see every package has a $299 setup fee. Normally, you've got a couple of things going for you that will allow me to reduce the cost of that setup fee. Obviously, you're a young company, so I want to make it affordable for you. I also did see, Tara attached it here. She was looking for a website, and she found the Angie Leads, Home Advisor powered by Angie. That's a very, very different service. That's a lead-based service. You pay for every lead, whether you get the job or not. Are you using that service currently? Are you paying for leads right now?
Yeah, I use that currently.
How do you like it?
I had it because I got a couple of guys that I hired that do like more of the home improvement side of things.
Gotcha.
So like, you know, stair rebuild, deck rebuild, you know,
sure,
stuff like that.
Sure.
So like, they don't want to travel that far. So I've been using that to just keep them kind of busy with work.
Okay.
You know?
Got it. Okay.
So,
well,
yeah, for that, like maybe a few weeks ago, like
yeah,
or, you know, not too long ago because we were so busy, but they didn't want to travel as far. So
got
I said,
it.
Well, I'll set this up and kind of get you going if you want to be,
get,
you know,
get jobs closer
job.
To home. Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I mean, if you're doing well with it, I mean, you'll do even better with Google because it's not a shared lead system. Obviously, with Angie's, you get a lead, but a couple of your competitors get that same lead, so it's going to be a little bit hit or miss with that. Now, we can, like I said, target close to home, especially with the ads that we run. You know, we don't just draw a big circle around you. We can focus on places that you really want to go or the people that you have working for you. You know, keep them close to home. We could do that, too. If you're able to do even bigger jobs, you know, we can maybe focus on bigger jobs farther away, make it worth your time. But what I was saying is there's a promo code in our system, if I can find it here. There it is. So it's not specifically for Angie's, but it is for someone who is currently or even has recently spent advertising dollars elsewhere. And what it does, it allows me to adjust the cost of that setup fee. Now, obviously, you're a young company. I know that paying for leads can get pretty expensive. So I'm actually going to take 2/3 of that setup fee away. I'm going to kind of take $200 off of that setup fee. It would just be a one-time setup fee of $99. It attaches to only the first month, and then every month after that, it is just that $299. Now, keep in mind that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, so it will never go up on you, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny, and it is an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. So like I said, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's just going to be that flat rate. Now, did you have any other questions?
Well, the setup fee would be, as I'm going to do it right now, the setup fee would be $99.
Right, yeah, the $99 reduced from $299 down to $99. It would be a $99 setup fee. It attaches to the first month. So you'd be looking at $398 to get everything started. That pays for the entire
first month.
And the setup fee, right, correct. And then it would bill on a monthly basis for $299. And again, that's an exact amount. It's a flat rate. All of the website upgrades and everything else are included in that amount.
Okay. All right. That sounds pretty good. Because I think just for the marketing and the home advisor, I think it's around I've just put in to have a big credit for the whole month.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha.
But
yeah.
I mean, this is fine because I can run both at the same time.
You absolutely can. And as far as that goes, what I would say, Willie, is it's kind of what my clients tell me, the ones that have a lead-based service, whether it is the one that you have or Thumbtack, Networks, Craftjack. Most of my clients that have a lead-based service, I think most business owners in general, do actually prefer to get calls directly to them versus pay for a lead and kind of be in a bidding war with your competition. So even my clients that have experience and a level of success with their lead-based service, once we get their phone ringing, a lot of them will scale back on the leads. They'll keep their leads paused more often or cap them at a lower amount. Some of my clients actually do shut their leads off altogether and just kind of let their phone ring. And then, of course, when we do get your phone ringing, you did say that this is the best number, the number you want your customers to see. Is it also a good number for us to reach you regarding your account?
It's either that or you can call me on my home phone.
Would you like us to have that number on file as well? It wouldn't be a number that we would promote for your business.
You could take that number on file, too. That'll be fine. It'll be,
yeah, and it would just be for us to use internally. What is that number?
Area code 808-551-8730.
Is it 8720 or 30?
8730.
30, okay. A Hawaii area code. And then, the other thing too, like I said, when you have someone fill out the contact form, you get a text message as well as an email. If it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website for people to see. If it's more of like a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would even need to see it, but it would still be attached to that contact form. And then, of course, for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we will, from time to time, email things out to you. Willie, what is a good email address either for you or for the business itself?
You can go to willyWILLEYKK81@gmail.com.
So I have Willie, that's W-I-L-L-E-Y, right?
Yeah.
And then there's a little bit of background noise after that. Could you say that again?
K-K, like nice, you know, K-K.
Uh-huh.
81@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Okay, perfect. So yeah, definitely more of like a personal email. We would not list that on your website, but people would still be able to fill out that contact form. And oh, Tara never did get your last name.
Keithley.
Could you spell that?
K-E-I-T-H-L-E-Y.
You said K-E-I-C, like Charlie H, like hotel, L-E-Y?
No, T as in like tiger, T-H-L-E-Y.
Oh, T-H. Yeah, C as in T is pretty, oh, Keithley, gotcha. Okay,
yeah.
Like I said, I apologize, there's just a little bit of that background noise.
I'm out of sight right now.
That's totally understandable. I mean, I appreciate you taking the call, especially during a busy workday. Oh, the other thing I wanted to ask you, because correct me if I'm wrong, the business is actually service-based, meaning that you only go out to the customer, right? No one comes to you. There's not like a physical address you would want us to promote for your business online, nothing you want your customers to
know. No. As of right now, it's more of just like a home office type thing.
Yeah. And that's kind of how Google expects it to be. If you're providing a service and going out to the customer, Google doesn't expect you to maintain like a showroom or a brick and mortar physical location. I did notice the Angie's has 185 East Dunstable Road. Is that your home? Your residence?
Yeah, that's the...
Okay, perfect. So that address will never be seen online except for on Angie's. Because Google doesn't want people to drive out to your home and knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. If you don't have any other questions for me at this point, Willie, I would do a couple of things. One would be to schedule what we call your client interview. And it's exactly like it sounds. One of our technicians will go into detail with you about your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement, motto, slogan, tagline, what is unique about your business. If you want, for example, to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing, we do take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. The other thing that I need to do here to secure the listing for your business, this allows us to close out the category. Of course, we stop calling through the area. We will not work with any of your competitors. Because we are Google partners, we're required to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're reducing both the cost of the service as well as the one-time setup fee, that we're actually doing the custom website for you, not just that landing page. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is actually pretty straightforward, though. And then before I do get to that voice verification, that initial investment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? Willie, what works best for you, sir?
Hold on, real quick. Okay, sorry. I was answering an email real quick.
No problem. Sure.
So, so what you're saying right now is I'll pay for it right now up front, whatever it is, then do an interview, and then have it all kick in after that.
Correct. Yeah. So we process the 398, and then it's $299 every month after that. We'll get you through to our client interview technician today if you've got time to do that.
No, the earliest I could probably do is be Friday.
Okay, so we could do that. And then it takes us about 5 or 7 business days to build out your website after that. But that client interview is what gets us the information that we need. We would ask you to email us photos. And again, of course, even if we make changes to your website, there's no additional cost for that. So we can start with any photos you have readily available, and then we can add more photos at that time. So we can schedule that follow-up call for Friday. That would not be a problem. Now, I am required, before I even process any form of payment, to read the voice verification. And we can do that before, if you like, before I even ask you for that card. But before I would process that payment, I would have to read that voice verification anyway. But if everything still makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Would that be fair?
Voice verification?
Yeah.
So how does that go? You just give me a phrase to say?
Well, no, I mean, it's a series of questions and more information that you would understand or you know, if you had any questions, that would be the time to ask. So let me do this. Let me pull it up. And like you said, it might answer some of the questions you may still have. Get that set up now. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Willie, this part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?" I have that as Mana Wall, LLC.
Yes, Mana Wall, LLC.
Okay, perfect. And then, Willie, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Willie Keithley, owner operator.
Okay, perfect. And then, Willie, as the owner and operator for Mana Wall, LLC, Willie, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Correct.
Oh, you make all, you're authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Okay, of course. And then for the billing information that you would be using for our services, you are an authorized user on that account?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, Willie, it's just to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign, because it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are able to contact you. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Willie, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. And then, Mr. Keithley, it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you would continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, it is month to month. We are already aware of the Angies, and like I said, there is no conflict there. You can definitely do them both at the same time. Now, the reason we actually ask, though, is all the content that we create for you. We wouldn't want you to be paying someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or even more important is that we'll always make sure your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire somebody else, but we are, of course you won't need to. We are just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Now, Willie, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah, that's cool.
Perfect. We'll do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website for you, and we'll also make sure that no physical street address appears for your business online, since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that all of the information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, taking $300 every month off of the subscription cost, taking $200 off of that one-time setup fee, of course, with it being month to month and the website included, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 7th of October, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $398.00. When the term is completed, Willie, the agreement would continue to automatically renew with recurring billing at a further reduced rate of $299. And that $299 is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So again, it will never go up, not even by a penny. It is all inclusive, simple, straightforward pricing, bills once a month for that exact amount. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, the social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are also included at no additional cost. And as I mentioned, we would build, host, maintain, and update that custom website for you, included at no additional cost. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service. There's no contract. That means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. It is completely at will. Now, you can also pause it. If you end up getting more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation, or if necessary, you could pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we would request to prevent the charge for the following month, Willie, is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Keith, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Willie, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification, and then that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover?
Visa.
A Visa. Is it your name first and last on that card, or is there any middle initial?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, there's a K.
There's a K. Okay, I was wondering about that second K in the email address. And then you said it was a Visa card. That should actually start with a 4. All Visa cards do. Willie, I am ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4037-6600-7538-3661.
And then the expiration month and year?
06-26.
06-2026, and then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
987.
So I've got 987 on the back. I've got 6 or June of 2026 for the expiration date. And then, Mr. Keithley, was the card itself 4037-6600-7538-3661?
Correct.
And does that bill at the 185 East Dunstable Road, 03062?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, in about a minute or so here, you will receive a confirmation email through our automated system, and it does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, Willie, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
We have a pen handy. You can do it if you want. I can read it.
Just let me know when you're ready.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Okay, perfect. So the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. 635-6225. And then it's simply option one or extension one to reach a client support agent. You can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is Eastern time. And, of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day or the next business day if they receive the email after hours. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, Willie, you will receive all of that information by email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on that invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. And then when you receive either the text or the email, please let me know. I wanted to walk you through a couple of things there. Now, the only other order of business on my end is to schedule your follow-up call. And you said you would be able to do Friday?
Yes, Friday.
Okay. So going that far out, it looks like every spot is available between 10 a.m. and the last one at 6 o'clock. Would you want something kind of mid-morning, later in the day, or towards the very end of the day on Friday?
Yeah, 11 should be fine because I got meetings from 8 to 10, so 11 should be fine.
So we'll do 11. It will be 11 until 12. The call itself would get to you pretty close to 11 o'clock. It is a one-hour window for a call that takes about 25, 30 minutes. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I will be on that call as well, just in the very beginning, just to answer any quick questions you might have, introduce you to your technician, and then hand it over to them. I may already be on another call. I'll try to keep my line open, though. Whether I am on that call or not, I did want to add just a little bit more protection on the account, just another layer of security, a simple question and an answer. So if anyone calls us and tells us that they are with Manawal LLC, even if it's you, Willie, and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you to verify the answer to the security question. And then this part is important, especially like a week from now when your website is active. If you start getting phone calls from anyone either claiming to be Google or even if they say they're local slash, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon, and they would also need to know both the security answer and the question itself. And if they can't give you that information basically right away, then it's not us. And if anyone ever calls you and tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, again, that wouldn't be us either. Do not entertain that phone call. The voice verification was already recorded and attached to your account as that added form of protection for you. It clearly states moving forward it bills once a month for exactly $299. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
You can do a pet name.
The first pet, and then what is the answer?
Sam.
You said Sam, S-A-M?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I have to type it in twice, but you're set and squared away there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message?
I did receive the email.
Perfect. And it looks like the one that you got is the one that we want you to see. The welcome email should arrive in a second, but the one that I want you to see is the one that says local splash initial invoice. Mm-hmm. If you open it up, it says something like, thank you for choosing local splash. Your invoice is below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Click on that blue click here. It's hyperlinked to the terms of experience. Talks about all the different services that we'll be providing for you. Feel free to scroll through that. I don't want to walk you through everything. I know your time is valuable. Real quick, though, Google is going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. About 1 out of 10 people, though, will be searching on Bing instead of Google. Most of them search on their smartphone. We want you to get those opportunities and have those phone calls. So we will mirror the content on Bing as well. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yelp. It's all the directories necessary to be on that first page. We are doing that custom website for you, the Facebook ads, etc. Now, you'll see the long line. It goes all the way across, and below it, it populates your your mobile number, and then a couple of boxes too. We would want you to click on both of those boxes, one that you agree to receive SMS messages or text messages, the other that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card on file. We do want you to click on that box as well. Once you've got both of those boxes checked, then you can click and either copy and paste your name as it appears or type it in. If you type it in, it's case sensitive. So all of the initials, the W, the K, and the other K are all capitalized. There is no period after the middle initial. Our system does not like punctuation in that particular space. So if you're typing it in, there is no period after that middle initial K. If you're copying and pasting it, just, of course, be careful to not copy an extra space before or after. But once you've got that exact match of your name in that box that says sign with the arrow pointing towards it, click the confirm signature box. That is the orangish colored box. That'll actually do a few things. Are you able to scroll down far enough to see that confirm signature box?
Yeah.
Okay. So you click on that. It lets us know that it's month to month, that we reduced the setup fee, that we are including the website, etc., that we've lowered the cost of the service itself. It will also allow us to send the Google PIN card or schedule a video or phone call to verify that you are an active business in the area, and also to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process. Now, Mr. Keithley, you'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it does ask you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
I didn't get the next screen, but it just says, welcome, here are your credentials, and it gave me a username and a password already.
Okay, on the welcome email?
No, totally different one. It says, here are your credentials for the dashboard, and I have a username, password, and other stuff.
Gotcha. Now,
and
were you able
another-
to... Yeah, another email as well. Action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. And then the welcome email as well. Were you able to type in your name in that box and then click the confirm signature box?
Yeah, I mean, I did. And I hit the confirm signature, but it didn't, nothing, I just started getting emails after that. After I hit the confirm,
The emails were already piggybacked. They were in our queue even before you did anything on this page. It's just kind of a coincidence that the emails got sent out. And you did click on both of those boxes, right? The small boxes?
I clicked on everything. I did agree to certify, typed in my name, I put my signature, everything.
And it is an exact match of your name, right? No period after the K, no space before the W or after the Y?
It dropped me to the local slash, like, thing with the username and password.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, sometimes it takes a minute to update in our system. So you already do have the welcome email. It's got our client support information as well as your login credentials. You don't have to go that next step right now. I mean, the reason you're seeing it right this moment is because the automated system, it's the same dashboard portal that you will be using for your tracking system. Once your tracking system is active, the automated system thinks both that the tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it right now, neither of which is really true. We do need to do your client interview first, for us to have something to track. So you might try to log in after your client interview, but you will officially get by text and email confirmation once your client dashboard is active. And then at that point, you can change your password. Now, the username cannot be changed. It's in our system the same way. Of course, it is the phone number that we're speaking on, the area code included, but just numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So we've made it easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. And any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, please include either your phone number or your username. They're basically the same thing. You can send anything and everything to the support@localsplash.com email address, and we'll just take care of the rest. When we do the client interview, they'll give you photos, P-H-O-T-O-S, photos@localsplash.com. If you ever did want to, you know, email the photos team directly, you could do that as well. Of course, that default password, the fun Yahoo, you can change that anytime once you're able to access your tracking system. Now, we've got your client interview scheduled for 11 o'clock on Friday. At 10 o'clock, you're going to get another email, and it's just a reminder that the call is scheduled that following hour. I will right now send you a calendar invite, and that calendar invite is just for your records. You don't have to respond to it. Again, it's just for your records, but it says Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for client interview in English. Then it's got your username, your name, and then your actual phone number. Other than that, you are all set and squared away on my end. We might as well, if you have it in front of you, or you don't have to have it in front of you. But I do want to go over that other one, the one that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Now, you do not have to send us everything on this list, but any of the photos that you can send our way will help us expedite the process of satisfying Google that you are a real business, that you will provide these services when someone calls you, and that, of course, you're active in the local area. And it's all by design. Google wants to make sure that, of course, it's real businesses that people see when they do a search. So any of that information, any photos of tools or equipment, your work vehicle, any business card, I mean, obviously there's not like a physical workplace since customers come to you, but usually Google is fine with where you park your service vehicle when you're not using it for work. And then is the business itself licensed and or insured? Can you hear me? Hello? Oh, you can. Is your business licensed or insured?
It is, yeah, we have insurance.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so you
license,
can...
I'm working on my license. Oh. New Hampshire, oh, don't need a license.
Right,
but,
yeah.
I'm looking for one for Massachusetts.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, it is kind of a standard email that goes out to everyone. Like I said, not all of it applies and not all of it is necessary, but anything you can send our way. There is, of course, the link to your client dashboard you can access and send us those photos too. Other than that, you are all set and squared away on my end. Oh, I did want to verify. Are you like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday? When did you want to be found online?
Yeah, we're Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday, and is that like 7 to 7, 8 to 5?
Yeah, it's 8 to 5.
8 to 5, okay, Monday through Friday, though. And then are you accepting anything besides cash and check? Do you accept payments by credit card, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, anything like that?
Yeah, you can do, cash, check, or... I haven't really done any Venmo stuff, but I do have that capability.
Okay.
I don't do credit cards right now just because of the service fees that go along with it. I gotta work on that.
Yeah. I can just put that in the notes. And then, of course, that just helps us. We can always update any information at any point in time. You are all set and squared away on my end. Other than that, I wanted to be the very first to say welcome aboard. You know, we're pretty excited to get that going for you. Looking forward to getting that website created, get your phone ringing, and, of course, earning your business just 1 month at a time. A real pleasure speaking with you, Willie. We'll be calling you back on Friday. If I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be able to say a quick hello to you then as well. Other than that, you take care. You enjoy the rest of the day, sir.
Awesome. Thank you. You have a good one too, Paul.
You too. Thank you, Mr. Keith Lee. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.